The Princeton Tigers this evening took a major step toward clinching the number one seed in the Ivy League tournament, which commences in 2 weeks. It was an absolutely thrilling 79-77 win over the Cornell Big Red. Player of the game, Caden Pierce, with 23 points, led the way for the Tigers. Matalako, who was suspected of having concussion issues yesterday, managed to return, apparently without any ill effects, and played a very, very good game. We're going to listen to Mitch Henderson. He'll be joined by seniors Matalako and Zach Martini on senior night at Princeton.
A lot to say, but you know, I think the most important thing that I would want to say right now is to talk about these two guys. Everything that we are, and that we are the beneficiary of these two guys in this league. It's seniors. You don't see that often in college basketball. You know, Caitlin Clark is, you know, women's college basketball exploding, and it's popular because everybody knows the players. People know these guys. We're such beneficiaries as a staff, as a program, as a team, the managers, by the quality of human beings that Zach and Matt are. I'm so fortunate. When I got the job, and I said, like, man, if I could ever be so fortunate, and I'm just so grateful to them.
Matt, I guess you're okay.
Yeah.
when did you kind of feel like you'd be able to play today?
When the game ended yesterday. It's my last game here. Nothing's gonna keep me out. Him out. Anybody? How could you? You know, a game like that.
Zach, did seeing Matt come back and be ready to play today, after he took that hard fall last night, what did that do for you guys as a group?
Well, I always knew he was playing, so I wasn't really concerned about not having him. He's a tough son of a bitch, so I mean, I wasn't worried about that.
Whoa!
Excuse my language, sorry. It's just a slogan. I mean, there's no substitute for that.
It was a little more closer to game time. In reality, I know Mush, you know, doesn't want anybody to tell him what to do, but we weren't sure.
For both of you guys, what was the pregame ceremony like? What were the emotions as you're being introduced and the video and everything?
I hate to say it, but honestly, it was like stay locked in and win the game, you know, because we can enjoy all that stuff when we're done here after the fact. We still had a job to do, so it was great. We're super appreciative. This whole experience playing here has been the greatest joy of my life, but we had a job to do, you know, so it was always just to stay on task.
Zach, what about you? What are your thoughts? Same.
I think the implications and the stakes of the game really helped us stay focused. It was a great ceremony. It was awesome to be honored with Coach and Mush. But we knew it was at hand today and the opponent we had to play. So, couldn't be happier with the result. So,
Coach, so far as I know, I'm Rich Harris, Hoops Prospects. As far as I know, you guys are now in sole possession of first place because of the tiebreakers. Is that correct?
No. I don't know. I think we're tied with Yale. We have to win on Saturday.
Right, of course. Have you, throughout the season, given that you started so strongly in November and December, have you given any thought about, they're really not talking about you guys being an at-large team, but one could make the argument that you're deserving of it.
You can make that argument for us, please.
I have. Yeah.
But, you know, our net ranking is terrific. We know that what's at stake in the next 2 weeks is that we have to win. And if we want to go to the NCAA tournament, you have to win the league. We know that. And we also know that if we get that chance again, we're very dangerous and we'd love that opportunity. I said this last year during the run, and I don't even want to get ahead of myself, but it's really hard to win this league. Mm-hmm. And it's so good. That's such a well-coached team. That was such a hard-fought game. Yeah.
Coach, last night you said Columbia was the fastest team you played against this year. Mm.
after tonight's game, do you still feel that way?
Yeah, you know, it's different. I think it's so fast, but this is a whole nother level. And you know, I thought absorbed about 50 haymakers from them on the night, and we kept fighting back and pushing back, and it's deflating. And you know, look, like, I can't even look at the other sideline. I mean, Brian's best, like, you know, great friend, best friend, and very difficult to look down there because they're so good. I mean, it's really not a fun game to coach in.
Matt, was that you guys showing your championship DNA tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, geez, you can look down our line. Everybody stepped up, made a big play at some point. You know, Zach hit a huge three in the corner, gave us a lead when, you know, things were starting to look like it was swinging their way. You know, I could go down the line. I'm just, you know, highlighting him because he's right here. But, you know, a lot of us have been in big moments all year long, so I think it really helped us tonight.
Zach, what about the minutes Jack Scott gave? What did that do for you guys when he had to play extended minutes? He hits a three. He makes a couple of really important rebounds.
Yeah, he was terrific. I mean, he plays so hard, and he's so bought in. He's a very, very versatile player, can defend really any position. He's really just cerebral, a great passer. So I really thought he really did a lot helping break that press. And what a freaking big free throw he hit at the end of the game. I mean, like, huge free throw. And, I mean, what more can you ask for that? Yeah.
Mitch, what made you go with Jack down the
track? I mean, I just thought, I love, he's the first to practice. He's always putting in extra work. I mean, he's earned everything we've given him. And I thought that he's earned it, and he played, I thought, fearless tonight. He had a smile on his face in a really big moment, and he made a huge, that three he made was like just one play, but he got three really important rebounds. And I don't know, just felt good about him in there.
Matt, what was the second straight game, kind of a slow start? What is it about you guys that allows you to kind of weather those storms?
Just staying in the moment. I think it helped how both these teams play this weekend. The game is so fast, so there's a lot of possessions and there's always an opportunity for you to get back in. I don't want to make a habit of that, obviously. You know, we love getting off to hot starts and 10-0 run, whatever, to start the game, but that's not always how it goes. So we just had to weather the storm. We took a few big hits early for sure. But I thought we did a great job of just staying in the moment and playing on.
Coach, the and one to Pierce, break, was that drawn up?
Yeah, well, I mean, yes. unbelievable play. I think one of the better executed plays I've ever seen, and you know, really important. I thought that swung it. Hit Mush dumping it off to Cade for an and one and then making the free throw. Huge play.
Coach, what about Caden's game overall?
Amazing. I mean, look, like what every game. Every game is the same thing, and I used two timeouts early, and I was, you know, getting into the guys, and I told the guys beforehand, like, I'm going to be really calm tonight, you guys have to play hard, and then I totally lost my crap, like, you know, and they were looking at me like I was funny, and I was like, I was looking at them like they were funny, and I was like, let's go, and then they responded, and I thought they were just terrific.
Why did you use those two timeouts? I noticed that's not something you normally do that early in a game.
Yeah, I thought we weren't focused and playing hard enough to play championship level basketball, and then we did. And again, like, they did it. I mean, you know, one of the things I've learned is you cannot be them, and that's always when I've been at my worst. And but I didn't think we were being us, and then we were.
Coach, it can be difficult to go on the road and, you know, play your rival, especially when they have nothing to play for and all they want to do is beat their rival. So what are the preparations going to look like this week, especially when, you know, all your guys got midterms all week?
Yeah. What, is it midterm week?
It is midterm.
Yeah. So first is rest. That's the first thing. And then we'll be ready next Saturday. And, you know, like I said, the beauty of this, these two, is, you know, I asked them in the locker room if they don't want to say anything. And then Zach goes, we got one more. No, we'll be fine. We'll be ready.
Matt, Caden, and Xavier, some big plays down the stretch there. What allows, you know, sophomores? I know you guys had a big run last year, but allows them to have that composure as such young players.
They're just gamers. You know, you can't. I don't know if you can teach that, but those two can play. So,
So are you, bro.
What about your game?
The question wasn't about, it's not about me. The question wasn't about me. Appreciate that, though.
What about your game, though? You hit some big clutch shots down the stretch in the second half.
I don't know. Our whole thing going in was just being fearless and, you know, letting it rip, cutting it loose. So I don't think anyone missed an opportunity to make a play.
How do you guys feel about ending your regular season Ivy League career at the Palestra, where they have that scoreboard between Penn and Princeton? How do you guys feel about ending, you know, your careers at a historic place like that?
It's exciting. Should be a great challenge, and we'll be ready.
Zach?
It's fitting. Yeah, got nothing more else than that. Mm-hmm. I mean, sophomore year, we had the same opportunity, so run it back again, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, guys.
As you can tell, these kids believe there is more work to do, and they are prepared to get it done. It was a very, very fun evening at Jadwin before another packed house. Very lively crowd who were thrilled to see how this one turned out. We'll have a lot more to report on this game, but that's going to do it from Jadwin this evening. Thanks again for listening. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online.